Hi, this is Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest in my music features at Shore 5 again in Wrighton, actually. But I've come to see a very interesting guy, got loads going on at the moment. Liam Williams, he runs the Oddfellows Studio, which is upstairs at Shore 5. He's been here for about 18 months. Firstly, Liam, you have been kind of involved in the music scene for quite a number of years, You know, playing in bands. And can you give the listeners a bit of an idea of how you got into it and maybe some of band exploits?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think I started the same way most people do. Like, my uncle gave me a guitar and said, this is how you play a few chords. I found myself getting obsessed with it and found myself just pursuing music religiously.
Yeah.
Over time, that was just me jamming, playing the guitar. Over time, I started doing quite a few gigs. Yeah. Which originated because me nana passed away, and before that I tried to write and I could never really write music. I always struggled with it, but then all of a sudden when my nana passed away, it just clicked.
Really?
I could just write. So I wrote this song and I showed it to my uncle, and here's what he did. He said, you've got 7 days, you've got a gig booked at some pub on Langley Middleton.
Right.
That was it. That was how I started that.
Right, okay. You've played on your own, you played duos, bands and everything. You've moved into sound engineering and stuff now, but how long did you stick at your bands and play gigs and stuff like that?
Well, that's still going to this day, so I could say nearly 15 years.
Right.
As a solo artist, that's been constant, and bands, I've jumped in and out of a few. I think the main one which comes to mind would be Green Plastic Revival, which were a group of guys. It was Chris Brown, Martin, and then Matthew, who played the drums. So there's drummer, guitarist and bassist, that was it.
Now,
I play loads of instruments, so guitar, piano, bass, drums. But I approached this band different because my voice was a little weak and it was a rock band.
Right.
I wasn't necessarily into rock music, but I wanted to strengthen my voice. I approached him and I landed the audition, and we did quite a few gigs. We played at Academy 3 and we started to do a bit. That's the main one for me. I love Green Plastic Revival.
You know, you're self-taught, but not just self-taught at guitar or whatever. You play all sorts of instruments, classical and everything, don't you?
Music speaks to me quite a bit, and I mean, the way I look at it is like language. A combination of notes make a chord, a combination of letters make a word, a combination of chords make a sequence, a combination of words. I find it a lot easier that way if I relate to it as a language. It's very easy once you get to grips with it, because all that information just gets transferred from one instrument to the next.
And
you've just got to get the technique down. Like a cello, for instance, it's mainly the bow action and the fretless side of it. You just dedication, really.
Yeah, good. And coming up to kind of the present day, and you've got another release coming out quite soon, haven't you? Just tell us a little bit about that.
So that's more on the line of hip hop. So that's working with a guy called Bobby Rex, who is doing a lot of good things at the moment. We've got our heads together, and we've come out of a track which we call Break It Off. And we're looking at releasing that within the next 2-3 months. I'm going to get the date over the next day or two and get that out, definitely.
I mean, will you be sort of going out on the road doing any gigs?
That is something we're looking into. Whether or not that's going to be starting with smaller venues and backing tracks, evolving into an orchestra on stage, or you know, we'll see how that comes. At the moment, we're going to sit down focused on getting a good product together, or something which is a good hour's show before we sit down and push it out to session musicians, etc.
You set up Oddfellows Studio about 18 months, is that right?
That's right.
Why, basically? What?
I got an opportunity to do quite a few films when I was a bit younger, putting a bit of music in films, and that was the first time I really started to pay attention to the sound. I started to realise that a lot of people are going to be seeing this. I won a film which won the Bel Air Film Festival.
What film was that, mate?
It's called Adios Veas Con Dios. It's sort of a gangster flick, but it's got like an English theme with regards to the music. That was a film which was made in Chicago by a company called Avex Phoenix Pictures. Zachary and Monica are the people who approached me. They found me music on SoundCloud, and we've got a great relationship. I've just scored a new film for them, and that's due for release any day.
But obviously, you know, just coming closer to home. You've got this studio, this place here now, and you've got, I can see all the gear there, and you've got different ideas about recording compared to some other studios and that. Do you want to just give us a bit of an idea of
more with regards to the sense of what people want and bands on a budget? Because one thing that held me back as a kid was the fact that studio time is expensive, especially if you're paying hourly rates, day rates. Engineers, they should have an approach which is a lot more broke down, which would say, for instance, say, okay, show me the sound that you guys are trying to accomplish, and then we'll break that down. The way I do it is I get a live take, which could be passed out as a product with regards to getting gigs, as a demo or promotion, and that is then built on. So I will then at that point go in, re-record all your drums separate, re-record everything, and just mix it in with the guys. Like, that's a big thing for me. I've got to have the band in the room with me.
Sometimes that doesn't happen, does it?
Well, mixing is, it's about trying to put whatever the emotion, whatever you're trying to capture in that song, it's about trying to get that across. And you know, look, if I turn a snare up a little bit too loud and it becomes the focus of attention, then that will just drive the track, you know. So you've got to figure out which area of the track should be sort of balanced, and just sit down and figure the track out and really work together, not just with your ears, but with the fact that a guitarist knows his guitar parts inside and out. And I could sit there and I could listen to that song all day long, but I will never know them guitar parts the way he does, or the way he's trying to push them across, especially if they're a field player. So with regards to recording, I just like to spend time and just make sure that it's done properly, really. But I'll tell you about Beat Lab as well. So before I come to Oddfellas, I was running a studio in Middleton called Beat Lab, and that was based around hip hop and more the dance element. And my aim was to introduce bands in, and that was how it sort of started for me. Yeah, this is why I'm here. I met Dave actually through that, and and Gaz from OK Broken. You mentioned that you did something with them. Well, he actually, I think he put the foot in, you know, and said, Liam's got a studio, and Dave come down and spoke to me, and then next thing you know, I'm up here.
So you're busy then?
Yeah, very busy at the moment. I'm working with a lot of rappers. I'm working with a good few indie bands, a couple rock bands. There's a kid called Seb Clark May. I've not actually worked with him for a while. I need to give him a shout. He's a pretty good musician. A few solo artists have done little bits for Caden Nolan and so on. With regards to the studio and how it's running, it's pretty busy.
But you've always got room for anyone to get in touch with.
Of course we have. The thing about me is I breathe this. I'm here all the time. The only time you'll struggle to get in here for anything other than a recorded rehearsal is between 7 and 11.
Right.
And then after 3, because Dave says the license cuts off.
Right. What are you kind of hoping happens in the future?
With Unity Radio, who are based in Media City.
Right.
I'm doing a lot with them at the moment. I'm helping them build up a studio, which I'm going to help running parts. I'm doing a lot with UTC at the moment, also in Media City, which is a university, so that's a similar thing, helping them build the studio and giving them direction to acoustics, and then throwing workshops and so on like that. So me at the moment, I'm just more about commitment to whatever that may be, whether that may be me working on music with regards to the sound side, or whether or not it's the production side. I like to do it all me. So with regards to what I want in the end run, I just want to be able to accomplish it, you know.
It sounds like your future lies kind of this side of the window, doesn't it?
That's a definite fact. I'm definitely going to be behind the scenes, 100%. I've had a few pretty big shouts. I've been invited to help out on a few big gigs. Which I don't want to put out yet, but that should really help me. I think my next step is breaching into live sound, which I have done quite a bit, but not the way I want to do it. I'd love the idea of being able to work with all my processes and all my gear through my Cubase live on stage, which it can be accomplished pretty easily.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that next time, Liam. Thanks very much for your time, mate. So Liam Williams, keep an eye out for this guy, and he's on Facebook and Twitter. He's not really on Twitter, but he's on Facebook and that. So bands get in touch and stuff, musicians get in touch. He's got a great facility here. Thanks very much, Liam. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.